Welcome back, everybody. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. As if Donald Trump, you know, just threatening from the Oval Office to pay, you know, the friendlies that work in the federal government, but not the ones that maybe didn't vote for him. Again, totally illegal. As if that wasn't enough of a what in the heck is going on moment, I had to share this with you. Apparently, Marjorie Taylor Greene is breaking away from the Republican Party. We don't know if that means leaving. What? And it is all about the shutdown. This is MTG, everybody. Not a Democrat, obviously. Here is what she wrote on X today. I'm carving my own lane, and I'm absolutely disgusted that health insurance premiums will double if the tax credits expire this year. Yeah, folks, that would be former Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene saying what all of the Democrats have been saying and making plain the lie that's being told over and over and over and over again by Donald Trump, Mike Johnson, and every other talking head Republican on faux news, OAN, and the like. She went on to say, while she doesn't like the ACA, which she used a swear word to describe, or insurance in general, she means that she noted that the expiration of the subsidies means premiums will skyrocket. Quote, I'm going to go against everyone on this issue because when the tax credits expire this year, my own adult children's insurance premiums for 2026 are going to double, along with all the wonderful families and hardworking people in my district. She complained that her Republican colleagues in Congress are willing to let those subsidies expire while funding foreign wars. Jim, just to get a comment from you, and we'll go to the phone lines in a moment. Isn't it interesting that once it finally impacts an elected official's family, they're like, oh, yeah, maybe that's a thing.
Right. Absolutely. When it comes around the breakfast table and suddenly realize your spouse, your son, your daughter, your uncle who happens to be sleeping on the couch overnight, all of a sudden it affects you. Then suddenly you become aware of the impact of some of the things you've been saying and doing, and it becomes real, as it has been, Maggie, as you just said, as she implicitly said, for all the other Americans who lived under this for such a long period of time. Other political people out there, I recall very well a United States senator who suddenly came around to appreciating LGBTQIA issues when his son announced that he was gay.
Yeah.
Nancy Reagan, right? And certain medical treatments, those kinds of things. Suddenly, when it becomes a part of your own family, you appreciate the significance of it. And while we're happy to have that resurrection, that revelation inside that those brains going on, join the crowd, join the people who are rational thinkers, still, it makes you wonder about the reason for their being in these positions in the first place if you have no empathy, no appreciation for the other who you represent.
She's also making it clear that Republicans get lied to by other Republicans,
right?
She said this on X, no, I'm not going to toe the party line on this nor play loyalty games. Not a single Republican in leadership talked to us about this or has given us a plan to help Americans deal with their health insurance premiums doubling. I think this is a major problem within the GOP and the MAGA regime is that their own leaders don't tell them the truth about the bills that they're voting for. I think there's no excuse. They're paid to understand it. But I think many of them are lied to by their very own leadership. And when you see Mike Johnson on TV day after day after day after day, lying about what federal law is day after day after day, it makes one wonder if they actually do want to have a legitimate discussion about how to improve healthcare access for working Americans. Let's go to the
Maggie,
phone.
As you know,
go ahead.
There's accessibility on Capitol Hill. You and I both know this. Other lawyers know this. That's what staffers are there on Capitol Hill to do, to tell you what is good, what is bad. A lot of them, yes, indeed, are trained in the law because they're working on legislation. They're putting together the language. They're talking about what all this means. And you can have access to those kinds of people to get the information you need, unless, as you're indicating, as the news is indicating, you're being denied it by leadership.
Yeah. Jake from Milwaukee, say hello to Jim Santel. What you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Yeah, hello. I just want to bring up the fact that the longer that the shutdown lasts, the narrative of the doubling of rates for people who are just having insurance not even through the ACA is going to go up, and that Mike Johnson and Republicans protect child rapists. And those two things are going to go longer and longer, and the narrative is already set for them, because this is what's been I've been hearing, unless you're on Fox, unless you just listen to Fox News and one of those other propaganda outlets.
Yeah, it's crazy. Jake, just to jump in here, Mike Johnson then got on Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan yesterday and complained that it was so quiet in the halls of Congress. She checked him right back. Why is it quiet? Because you guys don't frankly negotiate in good faith. You lie. And oh yeah, Mike Johnson sent all of the Congress people home this week. You know, nothing to do here. Take a listen to this sniveling man.
There's not, Margaret. Good morning. Good to hear your voice. It's kind of quiet around here. It has been for the last several days, and it's very unfortunate because as we're talking, real people are being adversely affected around the country, and some in very substantial ways. I pray that more Democrats in the Senate will come to their senses and do the right thing, and when they have the next opportunity on Monday to vote to open the government, I surely hope that they will.
We lost the Brennan piece of that, but what she says to him, and she fact checks him and says, yeah, it's quiet there because you sent all of the House members home to their districts to do district work this week. What a load of hooey from the Speaker of the House. It's quiet because you made it quiet, Mike. Come on, man. When we get back, Jim is going to help us break down the dueling decisions by a district court judge in Oregon and a district court judge in Illinois, and which National Guard troops are going where and why? Maybe they're coming to a town near you. Stay tuned. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.